I'm going to run down the starters here. C in red, and for the gods in blue, Uze, Mega Boy, Mythos, Chemo, and Zolano. I can't type the right IP address in. So those are our 10 starters. We're looking to get all the action underway. And here we go. Good luck. Have fun. We have counted down, and we are spawning with gods in blue. They're coming through the patio courtyard very quickly. Taking a position on the upper fountain hallway, and down the hallway he runs. That is Uze of Gods. He's got the sniper rifle out. Loading up a couple HE grenades. Grenade goes off, chasing facility back here just a little bit. As he was injured, he does get healed up here as we see some action on the T intersection as we quickly go over there. And coming through, it is Chemo. Chemo hit M4A out for him. And he is under attack. He is down. Chemo gunned down by Indy. Very good kill there by Indy. Very quickly across his Indy. Looking for some help and coming around from the alley timbers. It was Zolano. But Indy guns him down with the G36 as Sucker and Indy now heal each other up just off the T intersection. As Sucker now backing down over towards the alley timbers, he joins his clanmates back at the T intersection. We see Uzi dying at the attacks of Imp. And just like Sucker is going to finish off the gods, Mythos at DK dying. That's going to be 1-0 here for DMB to get this round started. We spawn again with gods in the fountain courtyard. They hold up there just quickly. Chemo caught off guard by a grenade from Sucker as DMB now infiltrating the upper fountain hall. Down the gods. Gods not doing a very good job here early on as they are on their heels. They are retreating under attack, and injured is Zolano. He is replaced by Mythos over in the marketplace alleyway. As we see Fraglator and Indy crossing the bridge, dropping down its facility, who climbs back up onto the bridge, and they start to chase the gods down the alley timbers into the old alleyway. Mythos injured and headshotted. Great kill there by Fraglator as he gets the point here for D-Nix Blicke of Germany. As we spawn with DMB coming out of the old alleyway spawn. Again, they're holding down that T intersection, which is a vital area here on UT Casa. Although you got to watch the backside there, and we see Indy protecting the back door here on the alley timbers, and that's going to be a good move here because we have two gamers coming down there. We have Mega Boy leading the charge here for gods. We also have Zolano. In fact, we have all five gods gamers there, and look at this. Here they go. They are rushing as they now slow down. It looks like D-Nix Blicke tried to come from the backside. SR8 shot there. Imp taking down Zolano, getting healed, and Imp going to try to hold that area down with his SR8 coming down. Is Indy for say have him? They have him flanked here on the backside. The Fraglator now dropping off the patio, shooting down Chemo. He hooks up with another clanmate here, facility on the stairs. As we see Mega Boy now backing down the new alleyway toward the covered passage. Mega Boy's got the LR300 out, but you know what? It's not going to matter because coming down the stairs, it's facility with his SR8 putting him away 3-0 now. D-Nix Blicke coming on strong here to start this match. They have a 3-0 lead just about 4 minutes in as facility is hit with an SR8 from Mega Boy. Check that. That was his LR300. He's injured under attack as he gets help there from Indy. Facility needs some healing love there. He gets that sexual healing from his teammate. So facility and Indy healing each other up as Uze now injured as he is shot. He's got the SR8 out, aiming it down the upper fountain hallway. As we look at the T intersection, nothing happening there. Going all the way over to the alley timbers. And nobody attacking. As you see Uze catching a shot here from Sucker. Down he goes. And all the way down the alley timbers comes Chemo. Chemo out through the marketplace alley, looking down the arched foyer. He drops off onto the ground, passing the fountain and up the stairs onto the patio. Going to look down the upper fountain hallway as they are chasing down three DMB gamers. As we find all three of them, they are over in the old alley spawn as they walk toward the T intersection. Here comes Chemo bouncing off the bridge. Chemo under attack. He's got the HKG-36 out. And Sucker catches Chemo. Comes Mythos DK, and he did not have a chance. Sucker erases him 4-0 now in favor of D-Nix Blicke. And very quickly they come out once again as we see Sucker going down the alleyway here just past the T intersection, dropping a grenade as a facility catches a grenade. I'm not sure if that came from atop or over the top of the buildings. I believe it did, but he's caught off guard. He dies. So Facility and Indy healing up once again. And inside the courtyard alley, Chemo retro kills Frag later. As DMB limping back through the alleyway, looking for a little help here as he's calling for a medic. Imp now, MP5K, nice little wall hop there, up onto the bridge. Great kill on Mythos. What an amazing move there. And who says the wall jump doesn't work here? Great little move there. The wall catches the top of the bridge and guns down Mythos to end the round. Nice work there by D-Nix Blicka. Once again, Mega Boy coming through the upper fountain hallway onto the patio as we see Facility getting a lead enema from Chemo. Under heavy attack and retreating is Lano, gunned down by Indy. Chemo gets great work there by Chemo. Can he take down Fraglator? Fraglator calling for a medic as Chemo's going to come through with the M4. He's got Fraglator in his sights. Great kill there on Fraglator as Chemo, a one-man wrecking crew here, he takes out, damn, he from DMB. So Gods gets on the board there. Great show of skills by Chemo of Gods. Score now 5-1, just about 14 left here in the round. We spawn with the Gods again over on the patio courtyard. We see Uze dropping a grenade in the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home, though. His Facility returning them there with his own HE grenade. Mega Boy taking a couple shots at Fraglator. He is injured. He is bleeding. He does retreat back into the fountain courtyard. He's got Indy right there to heal him up as Mega Boy trying to chase him down. Now retreats back down the alleyway, passing the T intersection on the backside of the map here near the alley timbers. We have Uze and Imp going at it and dropping down. It is Uze. He's under heavy attack. He gets one game. He kills a sucker. Mega Boy right there to Fragulator. Imp, we see retreating down the stairs back past the new alley as he holds up just near the midpoint here of the new alley. He's got the SR-8 out as we see Uzi spammed without mercy by Indy. So Indy and a Mega Boy going at it near the obligatory crate. They're hiding behind the crate, reloading. Mega Boy and Indy bleeds to death, but it's not going to be enough. Imp catches Mega Boy hiding behind the obligatory crate, guns him down 6-1. I think that is the first time I have actually used the obligatory crate in an honest shoutcast. So props to Mega Boy. Granted, he was killed behind it, but nonetheless, we got that in. Fragulator, HE grenade catches Chemo once again. Predominant here in the European leagues are the effectiveness of the grenades, as we see him being exchanged here, usually in the start of the match. As coming through to Zolano, trying to cut down Fraglator, not able to do so. Down he goes, is up on the patio with the SR-8. It is Uze now dropping off on passing. It'll be Mega Boy who guns down Facility, but he's quickly killed. Fragulator on the kill as a big SR-8 shot guns down Uze. Another point here for D-Nix Blicka. Score now 7-1. We spawn with D&B out of the old alleyway. Spawn coming through the marketplace very quickly, rushing it. It being led by Uze. Uze is going to go down the alley timbers, dropping a couple grenades down there. He's got one ready. Comes around the corner. Five out now, switching to his SR-8, trying to get the angled shot. Nobody home there. He continues down the old alleyway as he makes his way toward the patio courtyard. 5K out as we get there very quickly. And under attack, it is Imp. Imp's up on the balcony, doing a nice job. Facility gunning down Zolano. Uze coming up the stairs. We go Imp and Uze. It's going to be Uze with the MP5K, spamming him to death. Down goes Imp. Another victory here for God. As we're coming up on 11 minutes remaining on UT Casa, Gods coming out of the covered spawn. As grenades now being tossed at the exit of the alley. Oh, look out. Chemo catches the exploding monkey. He is barbecued. Great work there by D-Nix Blicka once again. As Indy drops down, passing the bridge. As we see Facility calling him a little bitch, and we'll have to see who is the last little bitch to fall here in this round. As Indy once again going back up on the balcony. He's SR-8 in Mythos DK with a big kill there, timely kill, as that gives the Gods the player advantage here by one. Sucking out over in the marketplace. He's got Imp with him as they look to move down the new alleyway. Imp pulls out his SR-8, waiting for his partner there. There he is. And just coming through the alley timbers, it is Uzi with the MP5. But Imp and Sucker now moving very quickly down the new alleyway. As they turn the corner, they are met by Zolano, but he's MP5'd to death by Imp. as they're going to have to watch their backside here, as I know Uzi was coming. Not sure what happened to him. We'll have to find him here in just a moment. So it is a two-on-two here. We have Uzi and Mythos DK trying to chase down Zolano, or excuse me, Imp and Sucker. So what is it going to be? We'll get some two-on-two action here going as D&B now over in the patio courtyard. And down the upper fountain hallway, here they come. Here comes, very quietly, very methodically, here comes Mythos DK. And just like that, Imp takes him out with one SR8 round. That is all it took. So now Sucker and Imp are going to go look for Uzi. Uzi dropping off the bridge just underneath the T intersection. Big kill there by Sucker. He was injured down to 10 health, but they get the kill 8-2 now here in favor of D-Nix Blick, who spawns over in the new alleyway. We follow Indy up to the patio very quickly. He drops down and infiltrating the alley timbers. Here comes DNB on the run as we see grenades being tossed in there by DNB. Nobody home for the gods. Where have they gone? Well, they are over in the patio area. Zolano, big kill facility, and Sucker caught off guard here. So two DNB gamers cut down. Nice toss there by Zolano. As Zolano now coming around the backside, he goes one-on-one with Indy in the spawn point, and it's going to be Zolano who gets the kill, but Frag later just passing the T-intersection. He races the life of Zolano. Uzi now gunning down Fragulator. As left standing, that was Uzi. So Uzi and Kimo now to take on Imp. As Imp has the MP5K, he also has the death, or the SR8 on his back, dropping off the balcony, going one-on-one with Kimo. He MP5Ks him. Imp under a heavy attack here. He is injured. He's got to heal himself or he's going to bleed to death. Not going to matter. A big DE round from Uzi gets him. Imp going down 8-3 now. Our score in favor of 8 minutes to go here in this match. As we spawn with Uzi once again off the respawn, we follow the gods into the marketplace. Readying up a couple HE grenades, tossing it down the alley timbers. That was Zolano and crew. Here they come. Now they decided to change, go back here, as we're going to have to watch a T intersection very closely here. We see Mythos, Uzi, Mega Boy, and Zolano. Here they come rushing down the alleyway, using wall jump very effectively. Once again, Imp shoots down Mega Boy with the SR8 very quickly. Uzi now running down the alleyway onto the patio courtyard and up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway goes Uzi, switching to his SR8, aiming down the alleyway. Nobody home there, as we just saw one of the D&B gamers go inside the marketplace alley. It looks like that's we got four of them in there. We have Sucker, who's now going to come through that marketplace alley. He's going to have to be careful, as Uzi just missed timing a shot on him. Sucker looks like he's going to try to come on a flanking maneuver. Here he comes up the stairs. Uzi coming back. He's got to switch to his MP5K. Doesn't. He stays with the SR8. Two shots. He misses. He is injured. He is down. And Uzi is killed by Sucker. Spammed to death with the MP5K. That is a problem. You go close quarters combat, you got to get rid of that SR8 and go with the MP5K or your secondary weapon, as your chances of survival are decreased heavily if you stay with the SR8. And it did not fare well there for gods. 9-3 our score here, 6.5 to go. As we see D-Nix Blicka coming down the alley timbers very quickly. As we see Uzi finally catching facility with an SR8 round. He was the first man through. That causes D&B to retreat here just a bit. But Sucker continues forward, passing the T-intersection of the main square alley. You hear the LR-300 going off as we see Indy now up on the balcony. He's got Sucker beneath him on the stairs. As Sucker now all the way over in the corner looking for some healing love here from one of its clanmates. As passing the T-intersection, it is Mega Boy, it is Uzi, and it is Zolano. Turning right, going through the archway as we see Fragulator gunning down Kimo. Indy under heavy attack. He's got the HKG-36 out. Now he switches to the MP5K. A little too late. He is shot down by, who was he shot down? By Methos DK. So Methos doing a fine job here. as we see Gods regrouping, going down the old alleyway. Who are they chasing to here as we get there? It's Fragulator under attack. He only had 20 health. Mythos going to get the kill on him. Running down scores here for D-Nix Blick. 16, Fragulator with 14, Sucker with 11, and Uze 11, Chemo 10. Chemo been a little quiet after disposing D-Nix Blick and getting 5 kills in a round. He's only had 5 since then, and that was about 3 minutes here into the match. As we see Imp with the SR8 kill to get things going here on Chemo. As we go into the marketplace, a whole lot of action taking place. Grenades dropping, bodies bleeding as we see Sucker now calling for a medic. He's going to get a Fragulator and Sucker just underneath the bridge in the Fountain Courtyard. As Methos DK comes forward now into the Fountain or the Fountain Alleyway, he's got the G36 out. He is taking aim at Sucker. Sucker hiding behind one of the pillars here. He's got Fragulator in front of him. They heal up. They're going to have to be careful. They both have 40 health now. As Facility now joins them in the Fountain Courtyard, none of them with a med kit. So they're at a bit of a disadvantage here, but they do have the one-man advantage on the Gods, as we're going to switch over to Gods now. As they are still over in the marketplace. Mega Boy up the stairs and into the marketplace alley he comes, but he quickly retreats. Decides to try the alley timbers. Mega Boy leading the charge. He's got the LR300 out as he comes around the corner. He does have 80 health with him. Full clip in his LR300. Mega Boy right behind him. As back and forth they go as we switch to the minimap here, and it's a game of cat and mouse again. As D-Nix Blicka trying to chase him down. D-Nix Blicka now into the marketplace. Here they go through the market square or the marketplace alley. They decide to go down the alley timbers as it looks like we might meet up in or at the T intersection as we see D-Nix Blicka. And here we go under the alley timbers. They come out. It is D-Nix Blicka rushing Zolano and Mega Boy. Sucker and Fragulator. Last kill, though. It's going to be Facility and a great odd man win there, being down by one. Gods climbing back here, 9-5 our score, 3 minutes left. That was a great round by Gods, as we see Facility unleashing the SR8 on Mega Boy. Chemo also going down. Here's a team kill. Mythos catches Zolano with an HE grenade, as Fragulator now dying. Mythos with the kill. Uze going one-on-one as he comes down the upper fountain hallway, and Facility right there finishes it off for D&B. They get the flawless victory here. So D-Nix Blixa has doubled up the Gods now. 10-5 is our score as we approach the 2 minute mark here on UT Casa. All sorts of grenade spam happening on both sides as we go down the alley timbers. Nothing happening there. Zolano catches a bullet from Sucker. As we go to the upper fountain hallway with Indy and Facility. Indy coming down the stairs. He's taking aim at somebody over in the marketplace alleyway. Who was it? Somebody with an SR8. As we now see Gods quickly retreating and taking aim down the new alleyway. That is Indy. Fragulator coming down there. They're both cut down. Indy does catch Mega Boy, but it's going to be Zolano who finishes off Facility. That leaves Imp to fend for himself. Imp's got the SR8. A great kill there on Mythos DK. He misses a second shot, though. He's got to reload. And up the stairs into the upper fountain hallway he goes. That is the last gamer alive for D&B. This would be a big win here for Gods with just about a minute 30 to go. But Imp trying to avoid the rush here. He's got the SR8. Trying to position himself where they can't flank him. As right now, it does not look like that is going to happen. Imp still letting loose with the SR8 under the alley timbers. He runs. He's under attack. He goes down. Zolano with the kill. 10-6 with about 80 ticks left on the clock here. 10-6 our score. D&B out and running, but Gods doing a good job here to try to draw within 2 or 3 before the round ends. Grenades being exchanged into the courtyard. They go. Facility up the stairs. He's going to look down the upper fountain hallway. He's got the SR8 out, and he's going to train it all the way down at the end there. Nobody on the patio area, so I don't think that's going to be much of a play here in this round. As we go to the marketplace, we see all of the Gods looking like they're going to rush the alley timbers. Once again, grenades being tossed down there. The alley is clear. Here they come. Gods leading the charge here is Chemo and Zolano. They continue down the old alleyway. They're going to come out in the courtyard and under attack. Here it is, Sucker and Imp. Imp hanging back with the SR8 as Gods slow it down just a bit. 30 seconds left here as we see Kimo and Mega Boy now reversing course. They hook up with the other two gamers. They're Mythos and Zolano passing the T-intersection. Indy under heavy attack. Kimo cuts him down with the lead enema from the M4. Turning, and he saw another gamer going down. Fragulator and Facility doing a good job here under heavy attack. Kimo over in at the spawn. And Facility, Facility's able to get him to bleed to death, but it is going to be Kimo who picks up the final victory here for God. Score now 10-7, 3 on the clock. We have one more round. What action here in the last minute or so as Gods have come back from a 5-point deficit to draw within 3. If they can win this final round, it'll be a 2-point match as we go on to UT Turnpike. As we see Gods, now we follow Kimo down the alley. Timbers, once again, look out. Imp's got the SR8 out, and he's got the angle as Kimo favors the left wall going down into the alleyway. Imp hanging back. We're going to have to watch Imp because I guarantee he's going to get a shot off. Yes, he does. He gets it off at Zolano, but he missed. Imp now quickly retreating down the old alleyway under putting up a chase here is Kimo. As Imp turned, goes up the stairs on to the balcony. As Facility cuts down Zolano with an SR8 shot. As Kimo now looking to take his chance, he gets a hit on Indy, but he has to retreat around the corner. He was hit. So we have three gamers from Gods. We have Uze, Kimo, and Mythos. They are under attack from the backside there and the front side. As DMB has them sort of cornered here for just a moment. Uze whipping out the SR8. He's under. He's coming down. Coming around the corner. Kimo, great kill on Facility. Great shot there. The lead enema once again, but it's going to be a little too much there. As Indy guns down Kimo for the final kill. Our score here after one round, 11-7. We're going to step away, take a quick break, come back for second round action on UT Turnpike.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter Strike and a whole lot more. This is the all new family oriented radio.
And welcome back to welcome back to the Cats. It's Oswald here with you. You've heard. You just heard D&B jump out to a 7-11 lead here, thanks to the skills of guys like Imp and Fraglator leading their team to the victory. They take a 4-point lead here on to UT Turnpike. Imp with 20 kills, 9 deaths. Great effectiveness by him. It's very rare that you see a gamer do that well. And most of his kills did come courtesy of the SR8, so got to give him props. Fragulator, the right behind him, 19 and 12. Facility, 14, 13. Indy, 11 and 10. Sucker, 11 and 13. And the sub, Ugly, did not get into the match. As we move over to the guys now, Uze doing a good job here. 14 kills for him. He was tied with Kimo. 5 of Kimo's kills, though, came in one round as he was able to single-handedly take down a D-Nix Blick. A great work by Kimo, but a little flat for the rest of the match there as he only ended up getting another, 8 kills? And that was about the 3-minute mark. Zolano, 13 and 15. Mega Boy, 10 and 15. And Mythos, 5 and 16. So that sets up the second match here on UT Turnpike. Happen as God's going to have to come out very strong on this map if they want to have a chance to win. You don't want to get down early because if you get down, you're going to have a hard time not overcoming the lead here on Turnpike. But the hole you're already in because of Casa, we've seen it before. But we've also seen a great comeback on this map by Nemesis Corporation. Probably the best comeback I have seen in a long time. So it can be done. 4 points is not much. Gameplay on Turnpike, very quick as we're just about set to go here. Gods are ready, so we're just waiting for DMB to ready up here. Good luck and have fun as we starting lineups. Facility, Fragulator, Imp, Indy, Sucker for DMB. As we are underway, Kimo, Zolano, Uze, Mythos, and Mega Boy for Gods. We're going to start with Sucker as we go inside the metro station. Nothing happening there. Quickly jump over. Let's get it right here, Oz. That's right. I got to get in the right mode. There we go. We're with the Gods in the north back parking lot. And very quickly through that parking lot comes Uze. He's getting ready to make a move inside the metro station. Here he comes. Kimo leading the charge out of the metro station, into the reception entrance, and through the office they go, coming out the entrance to the office building. And at the far end of the alley, it is. We caught Sucker. I don't know what they were doing. It looks like they were moving around the corner. Sucker readies up an HE grenade, drops it around the corner. No, he didn't drop it. He just readied it, never threw it. As we see Mythos DK gunning down. As Zolano was the first kill here, he's lying on the ground. Uze definitely needs some medical attention. He's got maybe half a bar of health left. He's got none of his teammates around him. As He's got a Mega Boy right there to heal him up. As we see Fragulator and Indy come down, they try to get the drop on the gods. And coming, Mega Boy doing a nice job there, as he is the last man standing. As Uze got a whole lot of hole for later. As we see Mega Boy now taking on Imp. Sucker coming through. Great kill by Mega Boy, but Sucker is going to finish him off for D-Nix Blixa. As Sucker's got about 70 health. Now he takes aim. Who was that? Mythos DK coming through. And it's going to be Kima with the Retro M4 giving him the lead enema. That feels so good, lead enema. Scoring out 1-0 in favor of Gods. And they've erased 1 point, so it's now a 3-point advantage here for D-Nix Blixa. We respawn. We stay with the Gods here in the north parking lot. We see action inside the metro station. Uzi go in their facility under heavy attack. He is cut down by Zolano. Indy now bleeding, needs to heal himself. He's got the LR-300 out. Action has stopped as Gods have retreated back into the metro parking lot. That is Mythos and Zolano. As they heal each other up, Indy gets a little help from Imp, as Imp is going to hold down that doorway with the SR-8. Trying to lure him out, it is Indy. Shots are exchanged as Zolano now with the LR-300 out, trying to take down Imp, as Indy catches Mythos with a bullet from his LR-300. So it's a 2-on-1 here, and now it's a 1-on-1 as we go into the north parking lot, as Imp quickly guns down Zolano for the victory. 1-1 now our score here. 17 minutes in the round. We respawn with the Gods in the north parking lot once again as they sort of wait there for a moment. And we got three of them now going toward the metro station. Into the metro station we run. As Fragulator coming down the south service entrance, just passing the blue van, as Sucker catches a grenade. Sucker threw the grenade. Uzi caught it. Not what you want to do here. Into the parking lot of the metro station, down by Mythos. Kima now enters the metro station under heavy attack. He retreats out of the metro station facility, though, able to cut him down as he was retreating. That's going to leave Mythos, as Mythos is going to try his luck in there. Great kill by Mythos. Goes in, shoots down Sucker, who is hiding just inside the metro station. But facility is going to keep the player advantage here, as he shoots down a Mega Boy. So we have a 2-on-2 now. Indy facility going up against Mythos and Zolano of the Gods. Mythos and Zolano over at the north end of the alley under the train tracks they run. This game's been pretty much devoid of action inside the office, as we see Zolano and Mythos now come in the alley entrance. Follow them past the main office, passing the entrance. Looks like they're going to come out the reception door, and just in front of the metro station, we look inside there. Nobody home inside the metro station. Mythos now coming through and exiting into the metro station parking lot. Here comes Facility. Facility gun. They get kills on each other, and it's going to be Indy left bleeding. He gets the final kill on Zolano. 2-1 now in favor of D-Nix Blixa. As we start with them out front, they spawn in the McCain supply yard. As we watch the action take place inside the office building, passing the reception desk, it is Zolano at the alley entrance. So Facility's grenade catches Zolano. Kima now running through the office, trying to get to the alley entrance. He does so. They open the door. Uze from William Street guns down Facility. Kima shoots down Sucker with his M4. And the Gods out and running once again here, doing a fine job. Fragulator under heavy attack, but too little too late. Imp right there with Fragulator. They cut down Uze from Gods, and it's 3-1 now. D-Nix Blixa up on top. They won the last two rounds, so we'll start with them. We start it with Sucker coming through the alley entrance as Uze cuts down Facility. Ip now coming through. He's got the G36 out, retreating down the back alleyway. It is Zolano cut down by Imp's G36 Mega Boy with the LR300. He is calling for help. Great kill on Fragulator, who was standing there getting healed, but right there to pick off Mega Boy was Sucker. So some good action there. Mega Boy should have retreated, but he didn't. He stood his ground, thinking he could shoot down the other gamer, not able to do so, as that other gamer was Sucker. Now he comes out the north parking lot entrance. As it is down here, Mythos, the last gamer for the gods, Sucker for Denix Blicka. As we are inside the office, passing the restroom with Mythos. As we switch back and forth, Sucker over in the parking lot of the McCain Supply Yard. Mythos on the backside of the map in the north parking lot, just passing behind the Jeep. Sucker makes a move down the south parking lot. As Mythos now crouching, slowly walking down the alleyway. So they're opposite sides of the map here for the moment. As we continue to follow Mythos here, Mythos now in the McCain Supply Yard. A minute 26 left in this round. As both gamers are moving in a counterclockwise pattern here. As we follow Mythos now through the company park into the metro station as he comes out in the metro station parking lot. And just coming through the company park and up the stairs goes Sucker as he had come through the company park. And it looks like he's going to hole up in the second story window here for just a moment and wait for his prey. As his prey has now made their way inside the office building. Here comes Sucker down. And Sucker gets him just at the edge of the steps. Comes down, turns left. One shot. Thank you very much. Down goes Mythos. 4-1 now, our score in favor of Denix Blicka. We respawn with DMB out in the McCain Supplier. Catching a grenade from Chemo as Fragulator. But Indy right there to kill Chemo with his LR300. As Denix Blicka going to have to stop the bleeding here, get back into the game as Denix Blicka has run off three in a row now to take a 4-1 advantage on this map as we see Zolano cutting down Imp. Being chased out of the metro station and bleeding to death was Mythos. Nice work by Indy. As Sucker and Indy hold down a defensive position here in the metro station. As they're waiting on Uzi, Mega Boy, and Zolano. So Gons have the man advantage here. And from the front side, here they come. Gons infiltrating the metro station. Uzi and Mega Boy doing the damage here. They shoot down Sucker and Indy, get back on the board. 4-2 our score as we come up on just about 11:30 to go here in the round. As Gons continuing to try to get back the advantage they had early on, but so far it has been all Denix Blicka here in this match. As we see some action taking place just inside the reception desk. Sucker going at it with Chemo. Sucker gets the best of Chemo. But here comes a grenade, and Uzi's round catches Indy, but Uzi then bleeds to death. A lot of action over inside the office and a company park as we follow it with Imp. He's got the MP5K out going upstairs. Nobody upstairs for the gods. As things slow down here, coming down the stairs, it is Imp. He is hit by Mega Boy. Mega Boy now bleeding. He is limping. Blood coming out of his leg. Imp trying to put him away as Mega Boy heals himself. He's still got the LR300 out. And a great shot by Mega Boy as the door to the reception entrance opened. He guns down Imp and gets the point for his clan. 4-3 now, our score here. As Denix Blicka trying to tie it up here as a big kill by Mythos as Zolano shoots down Indiana. Just like that, Denix Blicka having a little bit of trouble here at the gods at about the halfway mark on UT Turnpike. As we move inside the reception entrance, passing the desk, Zolano and Uzi now. Uzi with the LR300 out. He turns right, goes down the back hallway. He's going to come out in the back parking lot. As we see Chemo doing an Imp with a DE round. And Uzi, great kill there. That is going to tie things up here. Uzi gets the last kill. 4-4 our score here just inside the 9:30 mark to go. as Olano lofting a couple of HE grenades high into the air down the alley. And then moving inside as Mega Boy catches Sucker. So Mega Boy for Gods gets the first kill here as we move inside the alley. Indy evens things up, shooting down Zolano as Chemo now with the SR-8 out over in the McCain supply yard. Chemo catches Imp. Big kill there as Imp is their prime sniper. For D, Indy doing a nice job as Facility cuts down Mega Boy. So Facility and Indy, another big kill there. Indy spammed by Chemo, and Chemo's going to get the final kill in the supply yard on Facility. So the Gods now up by one here in this match, 5-4. As D-Nix Blix trying to figure out what has hit them after being up by four. They are slowly giving the lead away. Chemo now two more kills on Facility and Sucker. Chemo playing well here the last couple of minutes. We saw flashes of brilliance from him earlier as we now on the streets with Uzi just underneath the window. It is Chemo. Chemo coming in the main entrance trying to cut down Imp, retreating. Cut down. Great work there by Chemo. As action ensues, it is Chemo taking aim up onto the second story window. He cuts down Fragulator with his MP5K, and it's going to be another victory as Uzi finishes off Indy with a DE round, and the Gods go up by two. Great work by them. Remember, 11-7 was our score in the first round. It's a four-point advantage where it's now down at two. The Gods have ripped off about four in a row here to take a two-point lead here on at Turnpike, but they are still down by two as Indy catches Uze coming through, and just like that, DNB stops the bleeding. They get back on the board 6-5 here, still in favor of the Gods, but they need 3 points to tie things up here in the match as we spawn with D-Nix Blick of Facility coming through the main entrance. Over to the reception entrance he goes. It is Imp going upstairs, looking down on to William Street. Imp cuts down Chemo. As we hear action happening inside, that is Uze getting out, blown out the door by his teammate, Zolano, with the HE grenade. That is not what you need. Zolano now going in that alley entrance. And Fragulator Facility now come through. One of them's cut down. Facility is cut down by Zolano as Fragulator turns and exits. And Zolano trying to reload very quickly. As he was reloading, Fragulator kills him. Now coming through the loading docks, Fragulator and Imp. They see Mega Boy, and Mega Boy dinged in the helmet. He goes down, and just like that, we are all tied up here on UT Turnpike. 6 apiece, just inside 7 minutes. As the Gods going to have to stop this rush here by D-Nix Blicka and take 4 rounds in order to tie things up here. Will they be able to do it? We've seen some great streaks here by Gods as they are under heavy attack, and Facility going to get the kill on Mega Boy in the back alley of the entrance. As a grenade erases the life of one of the D&B gamers there, Mythos killing Sucker. Mythos waits passing the main entrance to the office, coming over to join his other two clanmates. Catches Chemo. As we have Imp and Indy along with Fragulator in the north parking lot. Down the alleyway, it is Uzi, it is Mythos. Another grenade does damage to Mythos. Fragulator and Imp just too much for Uzi and Mythos as they drop 3 in a row now. Score 7-6. As Facility coming through the back hallway. LR-300 out. He turns, looks out the main door. As he falls under attack from the alley entrance, God's putting on a show of display of skills right there. Is Uze now LR-300 out in the back alley? In the back hallway, they go Sucker, cut down Fragulator and Imp, doing a good job to cut down Zolano and Mega Boy. Chemo under heavy attack, bleeding. He is not going to be able to heal himself. DMB just too much. As they cut down God's. 5 minutes in the round, Gods need to do something to stop this little run here by D&B. They open up the roll-up doors to the back loading docks, drop a couple grenades in the back hallway. Nobody there for Gods. Gods out on the front, or D&B out on the front side of the map. As we see kills exchange, Mythos getting Fragulator. Uzi now cutting down Indy as he makes a move toward the alley entrance. He opens the door, LR300 out, turning the corner onto William Street. He's got Imp down at the end of the street, but Imp quickly ducks inside. Giving chase is Uzi, and Uzi cuts him down. Mega Boy erases the life of Sucker, and just like that, DMB back within 1-8-7 here, 4 minutes to go. As we keep the action here right in the alleyway, as it's going to be DMB coming through the alleyway, Fragulator and Imp, along with Indy. Mythos gets one shot. His facility steps on his own grenade, so that's going to help Gods, as that's one less gamer to contend with. Facility, one of their top gear, as we see Mythos cut down by Indy inside the metro station. And just out the metro station, just inside the reception entrance, goes Chemo. He's holed up just past the entrance, readies an HE grenade, comes out the entrance, drops a grenade in the metro station. Great toss there as it takes out Imp for the win. We are tied up again, 8-8 our score here, 3.5 on the clock. As we see Mega Boy getting the first kill here on Imp, but that's quickly erased as Sucker evening things up. Sucker getting two kills, one on Mythos, another on, I believe that was Uzi. As action continues here, DNB with the man advantage as we follow Sucker over in the alleyway. As Indy now running through the company part, he meets up with Mega Boy, and it's going to be Mega Boy shot to death by Indy. And just before that, Chemo bled to death. So 9-8 our score here in favor of D-Nix Blicka. Grenades exchanged down the alley. That is Imp trying to hold down the alley. And here comes Zolano, but it's going to be Mega Boy who tosses a grenade in there, erasing the life of Imp. Facility now coming through the alley entrance. Doors are open. Facility dies from the attacks. So right now, God's out and running. Can they keep pace here at D-Nix Blicka? We will see here in just a moment. Indy coming through the metro station parking lot, entering the metro station. He's going to come out into the company park and through the reception entrance. He is being pursued and gunned down with a lead enema. Chemo with the kill there. M4 action. Nice work by Chemo to chase him down. Inside the restroom we go, and Chemo gonna cut down Sucker, get another point, tie it up here. Time against the Gods, a minute 54 and counting. They need to go fast. They need to go furious and try to get four wins here in the last 2 minutes. It is doable, especially in Fragulator kills his own teammate with a grenade. Again, that's gonna help Gods, but that's not. Facility cutting down Zolano just near the main entrance, as we see Sucker and Zolano taking on Mega Boy. And just like that, even with the team kill, Facility doing a number on Mega Boy to take the 10-9 lead. As DMB looks to have this match sewed up, as we follow the action inside the back hallway, grenades being exchanged. You hear the Sucker Mega Boy going at it. Zolano cutting down Sucker inside the loading docks. It is Mythos DK. He's got Uzi out in front of him. And no time to waste. I don't think it's going to matter here. 59 seconds and counting. We follow Uzi down the back hallway as he's out near the main entrance. As we go outside onto William Street, we see Imp and Indy into the McCain supply yard, and here they come. And it's going to be Uzi cut down by 39 seconds and accounting. Mythos, the last gamer to stand for Gods. As we see Mythos get a whole lot of DE from Fragulator, that is going to be around. And this match, all but over 21 seconds here in the match. We'll finish out this round if it takes 3 minutes, as we follow Indy and Imp into the office through the reception entrance, putting on attack from the opposite side over near the alleyway entrance. It is Uzi and Chemo. Here comes Chemo through. Chemo cut down by Facility very quickly, as Zolano readying an HE grenade near the loading docks. He is gunned down. Fragulator gets the kill. Mega Boy gunned down as well. Facility coming through, passing the main entrance, gets the kill on Mega Boy. As we go to the back parking lot now, as Mythos quickly Ooh, nice kill there by Mythos. Little too late, though. He cuts down Imp. And from the upper window, Sucker now coming down. And it's going to be a 2-on-1. Inside the office we go. That is going to do it. 12-9, our final score here, as it has been. D-Nix Blicka defeating the gods. 12-9 here on the second map. We're going to come back after we take a quick break here and finish things up. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We're coming back.
Okay, so we all piled into the company kitchen and cooked up theories that every radio station that could possibly be successful had already been created. This theory held true for approximately 27 minutes until it was shot down by 13-year-old Jimmy Smith.
I just thought it sounded pretty dumb.
It sounded pretty dumb. So, we decided to assemble a new station focused on games, gamers, gaming, gaming, and gaming.
You said gaming three.
Hey, shut the hell up. Tune in, listen, and play with Radio ITG. We go inside the game to provide you with live sports coverage. You wanted it. You got it. A gaming station devoted to...
games.
So keep it here.
You guys are doo-doo heads.
And welcome back to Inside the Game. Oswald here, the post-game wrap-up, where you have just heard D-Nix Blicka defeat the gods. Final score 23-16. And that is going to hurt gods, as they are going to drop here in the group stage. They're going to fall to 1-2 as D-Nix Blicka going to move to 2-1 and right now take the second position in Group A. Currently, that puts them in the playoffs, but we still have two matches remaining here in Group A play for the second league. Our Act of War Warriors of the game here for the winning clan, D-Nix Blicka, it is going to be Imp. Imp had a great first round. As I said, 20 kills, 9 deaths. Most of those with the SR8. In the second round, he finished even, 12 kills, 12 deaths. But Imp is our Act of War Warrior of the game for D-Nix Blicka. And for the gods, well, two great rounds by Uzi. 17-16 here on the second map on Turnpike. 14-15 on Casa. So Uzi of God's going to be our Act of War Warrior of the game for that. So that, my friends, that is going to do it for us today, as another solid match here. Some great gameplay by both clans, but once again, D-Nix Blicka comes out on top of the gods 23-16, and that is going to do it. Be tuned to stay tuned the rest of the week here, as we will be bringing you more Urban Terror action from Inside the Game. It's Oswald. We'll see you later.